It is 3:15 in the morning and a container starts somewhere. Walk me through what it does, and tell me which piece of code is doing each thing, because I have not read any of it.
Happily, and the first thing worth saying is that 2 of its 4 inputs were written long before it woke up.
By something else.
By the price feeds, they hold connections open to 14 exchanges all day. Every time one connects and every half hour after that, the exchange hands over the full list of markets it lists, and the feed writes that list into a table of hours.
What is the function that writes it?
One called record listings. It takes the markets the feed just discovered and makes our table equal to that list for that one exchange.
Equal to, so it deletes.
It deletes if a market was there yesterday and is not in today's list, the exchange delisted it, and the row goes. That is the only way we ever learn about a delisting.
All right, now the container at 3:15.
Its first act is not a database at all. It calls out to the internet to 4 exchanges, Gate, BitGit, HTX, and KuCoin, and asks each for its asset directory.
Which is what exactly?
Every ticker that exchange supports, and for each one the contract address it credits a deposit at on every chain. That is the exchange telling you what its own ticker means.
And the function?
Fetch in a package called asset contracts. It calls all 4 at once and hands the answers to a second function called assemble, which is where the judgment lives.
What judgment?
Where 2 exchanges both publish a ticker on the same chain, they have to agree on the address. If they name different ones, that ticker resolves to nothing at all.
Because it means 2 different tokens.
Exactly that, and what comes back is one object held in memory for the whole run. Nothing goes back to the internet again.
Good, so now we have the directory. What starts the real work?
A function called sync. It is about 50 lines and you can read the whole story in it, which I like.
Line 1.
It calls listed markets, which reads that table the feeds have been filling. What comes back is a dictionary, exchange name, pointing at everything that exchange lists.
Give me the shape.
Binance points at a list containing SOL against USDC, Ether against Tether, and a couple of thousand more. Kraken points at its own list, 14 entries, 1 per exchange.
And each entry keeps the 2 halves separate?
Separately, yes, SOL in one field, USDC in another. That matters later and I will come back to it.
Next line.
A function called markets from every venue. It squashes those 14 lists into 1, dropping repeats because Binance and Kraken both list SOL against USDC and we only need it once.
That sounds like 3 lines of code.
The squashing is, but the same function also refuses to continue if any one of the 14 has an empty list.
Refuses how?
Returns an error and nothing gets written at all. If an exchange's feed is broken, its markets are missing, and the final write treats missing as deleted, so carrying on would quietly retire every row that only that exchange supported.
So a broken feed stops the whole job rather than shrinking the answer.
That is the shape of nearly every decision in here, and it comes from one property I will get to at the end.
Keep going, what is next?
A function called derive coins. This one gives every market a second name in the vocabulary a price vendor uses.
Meaning coin gecko.
Meaning coin gecko's names for coins. So the market we keep calling SOL against USDC also becomes Solana against US-coin.
Do we call coin gecko to work that out?
No, and this is the bit people assume. We read a curated table in our own database that says the ticker SOL means the coin Solana. No network call.
Why bother with that name at all?
Because a feed sourced from the vendor writes its prices under that name. If we do not record that it is the same market, we would price it as a separate one.
Does it need to know which chain?
Not at all, and that is why it runs once rather than 12 times. A coin's name is the same everywhere.
Right, so what runs 12 times?
A function called derive chain, once per chain we index. And this is the center of the whole thing, so let me take it slowly.
Please.
Take Ethereum. First, it asks the directory we fetched at startup through a function called addresses for what SOL and USDC are on Ethereum. Two contract addresses come back.
The directory answers from memory.
From memory, no network. Then it reads that chain's pool table through get swap pool pairs for chain, and what it wants is narrow, just the distinct pairs of tokens that pools hold. It does not care that 10,000 pools hold the same pair.
So now you have market names on one side and token pairs on the other.
And a function called derive edges puts them together. For each market, take its two tickers, look up the two addresses, and go looking for a pool holding that pair.
And if it finds one, that is a match.
That is a row. This market and that address pair are the same market.
Is it that simple?
Almost. There is one wrinkle, and it is the reason a helper called Aliast exists. A pool stores its two tokens in a fixed order, and on most chains that order is decided by which address sorts first, not by which one is the base.
So the pool might hold it upside down.
Half of them do, and a pool holding it upside down is quoting the reciprocal, not a different market, the same market read backwards. So we keep it, and the row carries a flag saying which way round it faces.
Throwing those away would cost you what?
Most of the Ethereum-style chains. It is not a rounding error.
All right, 12 chains have run. What is left?
A checklist called scene. The same token can sit at the identical address on two chains, so Ethereum and Base can both produce a row that is character for character the same. The checklist stops us handing the database a duplicate, which it would reject.
And then the write.
One statement at the very end through a function called replace pricing graph edges. And here is the property everything else came from. That statement makes the table equal to what this run produced.
Equal to, again.
Again, anything in the table that this run did not derive is deleted. A market that got delisted, a pool that stopped existing, a ticker two exchanges now disagree about all of it goes.
Oh, so that is why a broken feed has to stop the job.
That is exactly why, if the input is missing a piece, the output is not a smaller graph, it is a wrong one.
That is a really clean way to hold it in your head.
It is the one sentence I would keep if you forgot the rest.
So if I want to read this myself, where do I start?
Open sync and read it top to bottom. Every function I have named is called from it in the order I said, and none of them is long. Then read derive edges, which is the only place any real thinking happens.
And what am I looking at when I am done?
A table saying which names are the same market, which nothing reads yet.
Nothing.
Nothing. The job that would use it has not been built. It is being filled ahead of its consumer on purpose so that when something does want it, there is history in there rather than an empty table.
I am going to enjoy telling someone that at 3:15 in the morning.
Set an alarm.